When a stranger on the street smiles at you, you assume that he is either A, drunk, B, insane, or C, American. At least that's how one guy from Finland put it. Americans have a reputation around the world for being loud, outgoing, and overly friendly. And not everyone loves it. To many, that megawatt smile and big, "Hey, how are you?" seems fake and intrusive. Like, "Look, buddy, you can't actually be that happy to see me because you don't even know me, and you don't actually care how I am, so why are you asking?" In some cultures, smiling at a stranger reinforces your superiority, a kind of gloating over your status. And in others, people tend to assume that someone who smiles too much just isn't that bright. Why do some groups of people smile more than others? Well, some people say that smiles are disincentivized in countries that suffer from instability or corruption, because there, a stranger's smile might be part of a scam or a shakedown for a bribe. Other people say that smiles are incentivized in places where people from lots of different backgrounds and languages come together. Without common customs or languages, it's hard to communicate your good intentions verbally. So a smile might be the surest way of letting a stranger know that you mean them no harm. My friends, I am not here to micromanage your greeting style. Finns, like the one whose witty poke at Americans started this episode, must be doing something right, even if their smiles tend to be held in reserve. They're regularly rated as one of the world's happiest and most peaceful countries, their education system kicks ass, and they are ranked as having one of the world's freest presses, smallest gender gaps, least corruption, highest social mobility, and so many other indicators of awesomeness that they're all insufferable braggarts. Wait, what's that? Finns are famous for their humility? Figures. I guess if I was in Helsinki and a big smile, a high five, and a cheerful, "Hey," just made everyone around me uncomfortable, I'd tone it down. Who am I to mess with a jive like they've got going? But I love living in a place where a smiling stranger isn't being intrusive. They're just being nice. I don't have a lot of things I feel like celebrating about America right now, but this is one. I love getting smiled at by people. And I love smiling back at them. It feels like I'm passing out goodwill charms to everyone who walks by. I love that without saying a word, I can radiate happiness and welcoming to everyone around me. In a world where people spend less and less time in public places and less time interacting face to face, I love how a smile opens the door and says, "I have no idea who the hell you are, but sure, we can talk for a while." Maybe this attitude comes from being American. Maybe I inherited it from my dad, who will famously start a conversation with just about anyone who's standing near him. Maybe it's because of some socio-cultural factors that I'm unconscious of, but maybe it's also just who I am. Maybe I'd be a loud, outgoing, gregarious oddball even if I'd been born in the most deadpan country. I guess I'll never know. But if I come to visit your country and you are getting weirded out by my enthusiastic greeting, just remember, my smile, my "how are you today," my effervescent hello, they aren't fake. I'm not going through some ritual just to be polite. When I ask you how your day is, I'm not intending to pry, and I'm not just filling space with empty small talk. It's just talk. I really want to know how your day is going. Go ahead, tell me all about how it went to shit, and I'll tell you about mine. Maybe we'll part ways and never see each other again, but that's all right. We'll both have had a good moment together, and there are 8.2 billion people on this earth, and we will never meet but a tiny fraction of them. So why miss out on learning about the ones that we do? Look, you don't have to be exuberant. And it's okay to just want to be left alone. I'll do my best to read the room and turn the smile beam down when it's not wanted. But if we live in a world where smiles from strangers are welcomed, then we live in a world where being kind is just a little bit easier. Where you can give a gift to every single person you meet without saying a word. Hey friends, I hope y'all liked this I Heart This mini. My episodes will probably stay on the short side until October when the beginning of school year rush settles a little. Keep smiling until then. I Heart This is written, edited, and produced by me, Ben Lord. If you have a story about surprising beauty or seeing something in a new light, I'd love to hear it. You can always reach me at ben@iheartthispodcast.com. Our logo was designed by Brian Imaro Cribbs. Our website is iheartthispodcast.com. Hey, thank you so much for listening. And as always, be kind, be curious, and be thankful.